Aloha, everyone. Welcome back to Multifamily Live. Super excited to be talking with you today. If you didn't already know, we have a huge conference, a huge virtual conference coming up May 9th through to the 11th. Coming up, if it's something you're interested in, hit the link below and then come back and listen to this podcast. Great, you're back. And today we're going to be talking about picking your own adventure. If this is your first time here, first time at Multifamily Live or with us on this podcast, great. I'm going to go over a little bit of how Jason and I picked our own adventure here within real estate and within the real estate community that we got to grow up in. So Jason and I started in real estate back in 2013. I was pregnant with our first child. We decided we did not want to go back to the restaurant industry. We had jumped in the year before into his family's construction company. Jason and I started running operations. And his construction company was a house lifting company. We actually took homes, raised them above the base flood elevation in these flood zones, flood ravaged zones. This was after Hurricane Sandy. Lifted these homes, rebuilt the foundation, sometimes lifted it, added a new, more square footage, maybe a new first floor with the original house being on the second floor, and got people back in their homes that way. So we decided, okay, then how about we take this idea and we start flipping homes? So we decided this as a family. I got my real estate license. Jason jumped full force into looking at deals, underwriting deals or analyzing deals at the time. And we started going, but we found out as we started going that these huge projects that we were doing was taking us 9 months to sometimes 15, 16 months to complete, start to finish. And if you all know flipping, that's not a great business model if you're trying to turn the homes quickly. We made a lot of good money, but we wanted to do something that was less time intensive because we wanted our time back. We wanted to create generational wealth for our growing family, and we wanted our time back. And everything was so time intensive because we were there. Our operations were so. Our construction company was really booming and we were just really, really busy. So we jump into a coaching program called Seven Figure Flipping. You might have heard of it. And we learn more on the operations side. And we also understand that we can take and put more money into our marketing, create systems and marketing, and start wholesaling deals as well. So we went from flipping these huge houses, and we were still doing it and using our construction company to do it, but we started to do easier flips. So we started to do more flips. We started to take the surplus of our marketing, our surplus deals, wholesaling those deals, and we were doing a lot of really great business. And I got pregnant with our second child, and this is about 2016 now. So spent 2013 to 2016, we're flipping homes and doing wholesale deals while running a construction company. And my husband still had his brewery in New York City at the time. So we're in New Jersey. So we're really busy still. Really busy. Our family's getting bigger. We're trying to figure out things. And one day, and I'm still a real estate agent. I'm pregnant with our second child. And one day my husband comes to me and he's like, what about large multifamily? And I said, no. And previous to this, we had got into smaller multifamilies in Indiana. We got two duplexes in Indiana. They were cash flowing fantastic, but they had so much. It was so difficult because they were so hands-on. We were trying to manage the manager from so far away, and they just had a lot of difficulties. And you know, when you have two duplexes, if you're out a tenant in one, that's 25% of your profits gone. So we had gotten into that. We saw the writing on the wall. At least my husband did. Jason saw the writing on the wall. And one day he asked me, how about multifamily? Pregnant with our third child, we have all this going on. Or pregnant with our second child, we have all this going on. So I tell him no. I'm like, no, we're not doing it. So my husband's smart. He said, well, why don't we get educated, jump into another program, and learn how to do it. So as we learned how, I started to see the writing on the wall. I started to see how this could give more back more of our time, because Jason and I at the time, and this is something to clue into, we wanted to be active. We like working within real estate. Now, we do want that passivity, that passive income, but we liked to actively work in real estate to achieve that passive income. And we'll get back to that. So we're learning how to do multifamily. 6 months later, we put a deal under contract. 9 months after that, we get our first 94 unit in Kentucky. Kentucky wasn't the first market we had looked at, but that ended up being the market we jumped into because my sister-in-law lives there. Jason had friends there. We had boots on the ground. And this was 2000 and the start of 2017. So that market was ripe. It was amazing. We jumped in. We ended up getting 5 different assets in Kentucky over the course of a few years. So we're getting deep into multifamily. We get to a point where we have this thriving flipping business. I have I'm still a real estate agent. Jason sells the brewery. We still have the construction company going and we're still very busy. So we decided as a family to let go of the flipping company. We were $15,000 every month. That was our marketing spend. We had a machine going, but we decided to go all in on multifamily because we figured that that wasn't for us. Could we have kept on going it? Sure. But here again, we're on our third child. We're deciding where is the next step for our family. Do we want to juggle these multiple businesses? Is this good for our families? And we decided at the time, no. So we let go of flipping and wholesaling and went full into large multifamily, started a coaching program, partnered up with great people, and this is where we are today. And in between that, we moved from New Jersey to Nashville or into the Murfreesboro area. And this is where we are today. So the reason why I recapped all that for you, and for anybody that's listening to this that has already heard that story, thank you for listening again and thank you for staying. For anybody who is that's the first time you've heard that story, it's an abbreviated version. But the reason why I gave you the abbreviated version is because I want you to look at the timeline. It was up and down, sideways, front ways, back ways, all over the place. The path was not paved with gold. It was paved with doubt sometimes. It was paved with education. It was paved with amazing people along the way that helped us. And it was also, getting back to the choose your own adventure, it was also how Jason and I chose our own adventure. Like, where did we want to go? Were we suited best? We did really well in house flipping, but we wanted that passive income that we saw with our small multis. So we took our knowledge from flipping and wholesaling and our small multis, and we took it even bigger. And we realized that, yes, we could have, and we knew a lot of people that were doing multifamily at the time. We could have simply taken our hard-earned income from our flipping and wholesaling and put it passively into large multifamily, or, which is what we did, we learned how to do large multifamily and now we passively invest in our own active investments. So where I'm getting at is that you need to pick where you want to go, acknowledging that your path may lead you someplace different, but what you should do right now is find one thing. And I talked about flipping, wholesaling, and large multifamily. And your journey doesn't need to look like that. You don't need to do these small projects in order to do the big ones. What you do need to do is pick one. Learn how to do it to the best of your ability and succeed there or fail. Figure it out and then keep on taking those steps forward. You might feel that you're going to get a lot of pushback. You might have failures. You might fall on your face, but that's life. There are times in our journey, in my and Jason's journey, that we have fallen on our face. But the great thing is we've always surrounded ourselves with good people that pick us up, that take us further on the journey. And that's what we want to do for you. Go to the link below, May 9th through the 11th. It's a virtual conference. Come learn and really immerse yourself into large multifamily and see if that's for you. And you don't have to hop on a plane to go anywhere. But this allows you to pick your own adventure. So whether or not you are in another version of real estate, and there's so many more that I didn't even mention because I don't know them, so I'm not going to mention them here. But try, come and figure it out. See if large multifamily is for you. And if it's not, great. Now you know. Now you can go discover flipping or wholesaling or stocks and bonds or whatever type of investments that you want to do. But you have to take yourself to the point where you can start passively investing in something. Make your money make money. I hope this helped you today. Take action. Drop down. Hit that link below. Figure out if large multifamily is for you. Have a great day, a great and blessed day. So much love, so much aloha, so many blessings in your day.